Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Well, hello, my beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful people. Welcome back to the Patience to Prosperity podcast. I'm your host, Lizzie, if you're new here. Today's a special episode. I got some incense burning sitting in my childhood room right now with my childhood besties, my pig and my cow stuffies sitting on my lap. And I want to talk a lot about people pleasing and what it has to do with stepping into your authentic truth. And ultimately, how to just push past that, because it's a huge, huge roadblock that I think a lot of us go through. But I think when it comes up, you almost feel like it's something that you have to fix and it's something that is wrong with you, when in reality, it's just you wanting to be understood by others. And that's the most human trait that you could ever carry. We come here wanting to be understood by others. And to be loved is to be understood. So what you actually want is for others to just love you. And I think when people pleasing comes up, we look at it as this roadblock that's coming up because maybe we have to heal more. And maybe we don't actually love ourselves as much as we thought we did. But the truth is, it can come from a place of actually knowing yourself deeply and loving yourself so much that you just want others to view you how you view yourself. And speaking from a person that, you know, had to heal from a lot of self-hatred, it is liberating to be in a place where you actually feel this people-pleasing because you love yourself so much, because you want others to view you how you view yourself. That's actually liberating, and it's something to commend yourself for, because maybe you were someone before where, like me, at a point in my life, my biggest fear was other people seeing me how I saw myself. So you being in this state right now where you just want to be understood by others is just your inner child screaming to be seen for who you actually are, for the heart inside of you. You want your heart to be seen by others, not just the surface level monkey mind, you know? And I really don't see people talking about it in the space of healing and transformation. I don't see anyone talking about the self-love that actually can come behind people-pleasing sometimes. Because, you know, you look at people-pleasing and you think, oh, you're trying to conform to everyone else because you don't understand your needs, because you don't know yourself. But it can come from a place of you actually knowing yourself so deeply that you just want to be seen how you see yourself, like I said. So here's the thing. The reason why you want other people to see you how you see yourself and to understand you this deeply is because you, and more importantly, the younger version of you that exists inside of you, wants to feel like they belong. But you cannot force yourself into places where you belong. It just means that you don't belong there because your energy is so sacred that you ultimately just need to move into places that feel comfortable from the get-go, because you deserve that. People actually like you less when you are trying so hard to be liked by others, because you're not being your authentic self. You're not meeting your own needs by trying to meet other people's needs. So it comes off as inauthentic whenever you're trying to conform to what everyone else wants. In order for you to be your best self, you have to pour into yourself first. In order to provide for others, you need to provide for yourself. So people like you better when you expose your real authentic truth. And I'm talking about the messy parts of you, the parts of you that you feel like you have to suppress and hide from others, the parts of you that you tell yourself you have to hide in order to be liked. Those are the parts of you that people will actually cling to the most, because those are the most relatable parts of you. People like feeling heard and seen and understood by other people, right? So they like when you are relatable to them. They don't like when you put on this facade as if you are this perfect person that has it all figured out, because you're not making yourself human. It puts you sort of on this pedestal as if they can't actually relate to you because you are 10 steps ahead of them. But you can be 10 steps ahead of them and still be relatable by exposing the process that you're going through. You're a person in progress. You're someone who's always growing. So expose those parts of you. No one's asking you to show up as a completed version of yourself, you know? You have it all wrong if you think that you have to show up as someone who has it all figured out. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to show up as you are. And that's what's putting a delay in your creation process right now, is you thinking that you have to show up as a certain person, embody a certain trait, embody a certain aspect of you, in order to be relatable to others. All the world is asking of you right now is to show up as you are. You're just overcomplicating it by thinking that you have to show up in certain spaces as a certain version of you. Here's the thing with the creation process. We get it all wrong by thinking that we have to create an identity with our creations. You know, whatever we're putting out gives off a certain vibe that we're trying to go for. But the truth is, people are going to perceive you however they perceive you, and it has more to do with them than it does with you. They're going to perceive you based on experiences that they've had with other people. They're going to perceive you based on how their day is going, what their mood is like. You know, like, it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. So by you trying to put yourself in a box, by trying to fit certain molds every time you create something, you're only limiting yourself from being able to create from a place of release. You create things to release it off of your mind and off of your heart, and you let other people decide what it means to them. And what they decide it means to them doesn't dictate what it's worth. Your creation is worth something because it came from your heart and it came from a true, authentic place. That's where the worth lies. The worth doesn't lie in the numbers. The worth doesn't lie in how many people it's reaching or how people take it. And if you're always caring about how other people are perceiving you, you will always be performing. This kind of pivots me in the direction of talking about our shadow parts and our messier parts that we don't necessarily always show. There's a Mac Miller song on his latest album, Balloonerism, and he says, "Do you feel as big as your shadow?" And that lyric really stood out to me because it kind of makes me just think about how we want others to perceive us a certain way to be understood, right? But that's a slippery slope to go down because it leads us to not wanting to be perceived at all, which can sometimes make us feel like we don't want to put our art out there, you know? And then you go through this whole thinking where you think that you are not prepared to be seen by others. You think that you're not ready to be in that space. When truly, the preparation comes from you putting yourself out there anyways, knowing that you are going to be misunderstood by some people. There is something so freeing from allowing yourself to be misunderstood. That's when you truly find who the fuck you are, you know? I was just talking to a good friend of mine that's also in the podcast space, and we were talking about the fact that when you're someone who's very in tune with your own emotions and you know how to meet your own needs, you're going to come off as flaky and as inconsistent to other people. You just are. And that's a part of you that is always going to be misunderstood. People are going to look at you as, you know, you're not providing for them when all you're actually doing is meeting your own needs. And truly, the only way to get past that is to meet your own needs so that you can show up as the best version of yourself, you know? And the people who really, truly care about you will understand that. But it's not a given that even your best friend is going to understand that sometimes, you know? Like, you still have to communicate it. But It's also valid to be in phases where you don't feel like expending yourself by explaining why you need to take a step back or you need to do something for yourself, you know? Like when you're trying to be your most authentic self, I hate that it feels like you have to climb to get there. Because to be your most authentic self, all you have to do is be you, right? It sounds so simple. Like you just have to embody what you already are. But yourself is infinite. Like you are a prism. You're a different person around your parents than you are around your best friend or your coworkers, you know? And you're supposed to be. It doesn't mean that you're not being authentic when you're around these people because you show different versions of yourself. When you think of a prism and you think about light being, and you think about light being shown into this prism, different light aspects depending on the angle that that light is coming in, you know, and it's constantly changing. So when we talk about our authentic self, I posted a TikTok not too long ago talking about the fact that the people who actually know themselves the most feel like they constantly don't know themselves and feel like they're constantly trying to become their most authentic self because you are constantly raising the bar. You are constantly changing because you're so devoted to who you're becoming that you're forgetting to allow yourself to just be who you currently are. You know, there's this quote that says, enjoy being while becoming. And I've started to really embody that in my life recently because it's so true. And, you know, my last episode that I posted on here was about the turning point and the waiting period. And I'm starting to really realize that the only thing that you can do in the waiting period is be present and trust. Those are the only two things that you can really do. And what I've come to realize is that the biggest waste of time is rushing, worrying, overthinking, and regretting. Those frequencies are the lowest frequencies that you can be in because you are ultimately just trying to control the aspect of things and the timing of your life. And it sucks because sometimes that comes from a place of actually really knowing that the only reason why you're overthinking it or, you know, rushing it is because you know that there's something in store that's greater than you can ever expect. But if it's
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Greater than what you can ever expect, no amount of overthinking is going to predict the outcome. So there's no point of running yourself crazy trying to predict what this is going to bring into your life or what is going to fall out of your life, because what's going to be is just going to be. Pivoting a little bit here, I did a little oracle reading on myself last night, and one of the cards that came up was self-worth, and it really hit. And I want to share with you guys what it said because I think it was really powerful. So this deck is about inner child healing, and it uses animals to do so. So this card was the swan. And it says, self-loyalty is the birthplace of grace, so says Elegant Swan. It's far easier to be loyal to a goal, a dream, or a relationship when you are first loyal to yourself. And in order to be loyal to yourself, you must take your little one by the hand and teach her of her worth. She is not an ugly duckling searching far and wide among all the lost tribes for belonging. She belongs to you and to the stars, the wind, and the wild world of dreams. Swan is wrapping her long, graceful neck around your heart to remind your sweet self of its inherent worth. Are you giving away your value in order to fit in? Are you trading worth for approval? Your truest self aches for belonging, the kind that comes from the loyalty and the grace of self-worth. So I thought that that was just really powerful because it's telling you, one, you're inherently worthy. You keep trying to seek outside of yourself to find your worth, right? Because when you are the product that you're selling to other people, you are the prize, right? You are the prize, not the money that comes from selling yourself and putting yourself out there, not the audience that you create from putting yourself out there. The prize is you. The gifts are from you. People cling to your energy because of who you are, not what you have to offer to them. You know, you belong to you before you belong to anyone else. So you're searching from this belonging from other people when all of that comes from you belonging to yourself first. Because when you are loyal to yourself, you're able to be loyal to other people. I love the part where it says, are you giving away your value in order to fit in? Are you trading worth for approval? Your truest self aches for belonging, the kind that comes from the loyalty and the grace of self-worth. So when that card first came up for me, I was like, self-worth, I already have self-worth, like maybe this doesn't resonate with me. And it's funny because that card actually hit me harder than any other card that came through in that reading last night. I just think it's interesting how it was worded as self-loyalty, not self-love, but self-loyalty. Because you being tapped into your own needs, being tapped into your own frequency, where you're operating from, where you are showing up from a place of lack, where you're showing up from a place of abundance, and actually honing in on that for a second, noticing, tapping into the parts of you where you're not only expending yourself too far, but also the parts of you where you are operating from a place of self-love and you're operating from a really high frequency. Because often I think if you're someone who's very self-aware, you know exactly what you are not doing. We are so focused on all of the things that we're not doing enough of that we're not seeing the parts where we're actually showing up, giving 100%, right? And you have to understand that when you are showing up as your best self in one area of your life, you are going to have to compromise other parts of you, other versions of you, and other aspects of your life. That's just the way it goes. Doesn't mean that you are not dedicated to yourself. It doesn't mean that you're taking a step back or that you are losing progress. You know, you're not taking a step back. You're just taking a step forward in another direction. And that's okay. There are certain parts of us that are needed at certain times. There's certain parts of us that want to be heard and seen in certain aspects of our life that can only be seen through certain ideologies and habits. You have to trust that you can allow yourself to explore those different aspects of you in a way that you know you're not abandoning yourself in the process. You have to start looking at taking the path untraveled as you actually trusting yourself, not you abandoning yourself. You know, you're in a place right now where you have stepped into uncharted territory. And I'm talking about healing to an extent that your soul has never, ever experienced in this lifetime. If you're listening to this right now, this far, maybe you can resonate with the idea that you are living a life that is completely brand new to your soul. Completely brand new. And you only got here because of how much healing you chose to put yourself through. You chose to put yourself through because healing is a choice. And there is something that is so powerful that you're not seeing from the fact that you have put yourself through all that healing and you've actually come out on the other side of it. That's why you're looking at this current phase that you're in as, oh, well, maybe I'm self-abandoning by taking this path less traveled because it's just unfamiliar to you. But you have to realize that you have stepped into wisdom, this wisdom that you're not giving yourself credit for. And it's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately because the problem in the world is that the people who are the most outspoken and confident are also the most ignorant. And the people who actually have gifts that can transform the world are too humble. You have to realize that you have an ability to change the fucking world by just being who you are. There is something so powerful in your energy that you hold healing energy for others by just being who you are. You don't have to show up as anything else. You have gained all of your wisdom by allowing yourself to be who you are. Allowing yourself to be misunderstood by people. Because the only way to find people who are going to understand you is by letting yourself be misunderstood by other people. You know, like it's just a part of the process and it sucks and it's uncomfortable, but also everything that's outside of your comfort zone is going to help you step into a new version of yourself and meet a new version of yourself. But you also have to let yourself enjoy the person that you are right now because you have worked so fucking hard to be this person that you are. And you're beautiful and amazing and so incredible. And you make everyone else feel loved and seen. And you brighten up everyone's day whenever you step into it. You know, whenever you are present in someone else's reality, you make it better. And you have to realize that. Like, people love you, they truly do. You don't give yourself enough credit because you are constantly raising the bar. And it's beautiful that you are so dedicated to your healing journey that, you know, you're always looking to see who you can become, who's even more expansive than who you are right now. But allow yourself to be who you are right now, because that's how you become who you're meant to be, you know, is by just being who you are. I just think it's really beautiful that you have stepped into this version of you. You know, that there's that one quote that's like, "Are you willing to be patient enough to let the murky water settle and become clear?" You know, like if you're in a state of waiting right now, all you're being asked to do is to trust that you are waiting because something so huge is about to come in for you. The only thing that you have to do right now is trust. Trust and also become curious. Like, just let yourself be a kid. Let yourself step into that childlike presence that you once carried that is also within you, because all it's taking is for you to tap into that, you know? And that's where the confidence comes from, right? Because when we were younger, we knew who the fuck we were, right? Like, we weren't trying to be anyone else but us. And we didn't carry an identity. You know, we knew who we were to our core. We know what we liked and what we didn't like. And we were so fucking sure of that. We weren't trying to be someone else. And we weren't trying to put ourselves in a box. The water gets murky when you try to identify with one specific version of you while you're constantly evolving all of those versions of you at once. You know? You have to just stop overcomplicating it and let yourself be who you are and be seen in the process of becoming. Be comfortable with being seen in the process of becoming because it's the most liberating feeling to let yourself be misunderstood. I think that's all I have for you guys. I'm low-key getting a little lightheaded from the incense, so I think I need to just drink some water and sit down for a second. But I really, really loved spending time with you guys today, and I really feel like whoever this reached is stepping into something so huge that it's just making me smile so big because I know that you deserve this. I know that you really are on the top of the mountain right now. You're at the top of the mountain, and that's something that you should be so proud of yourself for because, like I said before, you chose to push yourself through all the discomfort. You chose to be patient in that murky water, and it's about to be so clear to you. It's about to reveal the deepest parts of you in the most beautiful way, and I can't wait for all this abundance to come into all of our lives at the same time. Like, I just can't wait. So, thank you so much for listening, and if you feel so called to it, I would love for you to leave a review or a rating on the Patience to Prosperity podcast because it really just helps me reach people just like you so that we can create a beautiful community full of people who support each other and are just aligned on our journeys together. So Yeah, I would really appreciate that. And I can't wait to talk to you guys again. Go at your own pace and let yourself just be where you are right now. You're doing better than you think you are. And yeah, you're beautiful and amazing, and sending all the love in the world your way. Until next time, come as you are and leave a little more healed.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all work together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.